Open our Bibles this morning to two places in the Bible, Genesis chapter 8 and Job chapter 37. We'll look at two verses of Scripture just for a few minutes this morning. Do not miss the glory bowl tonight. You think that was something? You wait till you hear Brother Max play the piano and Miss New singing Moan. And it's another surprise that we're going to have tonight in the glory bowl, right here tonight. Don't miss it. Say, Lord, you preachers do anything to get people to come, wouldn't you? Well, I'm just saying, the TV ain't got nothing better than what we'll have here tonight, if you got God in your heart. So don't miss it tonight. Now, we're going to look at two scriptures this morning. Everybody settle down. Kids got to be quiet now. Everybody, no talking. Everybody finds there. Unless you're bad off. Sure is. It was good to have Brother Roby back with us this morning after his surgery, and he got real, real sick a while ago and had to leave. But it was a blessing to have him back. And continue to pray for him and Miss Hazel Carswell. Continue to pray for her, as I mentioned earlier. She's still not able to walk good yet. And pray for her that the Lord continue to heal her up and all these other things that we mentioned earlier this morning. Look at Genesis chapter number 8. I'm going to read you some scripture. I think I used this scripture last year on some stuff, and I honestly felt like the Lord would have me to bring it to you again. Some of you are going to be, I've preached this thought here before, but this weather we've had this week always reminds me of this scripture. Last Sunday at this time, there was about that much ice out there on the road. You couldn't even get much, where if you had four-wheel drive, it was no trouble at all. But a two-wheel drive would go pretty good. And some of you couldn't come, and some of you just didn't. And I think about this scripture of winter. You ever notice how much different it looks out there than it does in the summer? You think, Lordy mercy, I can't imagine walking out there with a short sleeve shirt on, sweating. You just can't imagine it. And so wintertime is something the Bible says a lot about. Look at Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter number 8. All my life I've heard people say, people's come up to me and say, now, preacher, you know, you'd have a warm day in the summertime, and they'd say, don't the Bible say that before the Lord comes back that you won't be able to tell winter from summer? This is just a sign of the times. And sometimes you'll have a cool snap in July, and people will say, don't the Bible say, preacher, that before the Lord comes back, you won't be able to tell winter from summer? Well, the truth is, it don't say anything like that at all. The Bible does say there'll be signs in the earth and the moon and the heavens and stuff. But let me tell you what the Bible says about cold weather and hot weather. Genesis chapter 8, look at verse number 22. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time, that's spring, harvest, that's fall, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. He said, as long as the earth is here, there's going to be cold weather, there's going to be hot weather. You say, what about global warming? Don't worry about it. Just because we have a few warm days, God will send a deep freeze in here in a few days, and that global warming theory goes out the window. They say, well, it's proved that it's 10 degrees warmer now than it was 30 years ago. Yeah, another 30 years, it'll be 10 degrees colder. So God said, as long as there's time, there's going to be cold weather, hot weather, summer, and winter. Now, life is like that, too. Amen. You listen to me? Life is like that, too. As long as you live in this world, there's going to be cold seasons, hot seasons, good times, and bad times. There's going to be times when you're so on fire for God, you don't think you'll ever sin again. And there's going to be some times when you're so cold, you have to get up and force yourself to come to church or read your Bible. That's just life. As long as you're living in this world, that's the way it's going to be. Now look at Job 37. Job 37 and verse 6. I'm going to show you what I'm going to preach about this morning. Job 37 and verse 6. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. God tells it when to snow. All you kids been praying for snow. You got your prayers answered. You just prayed for the wrong day. We wanted to pray on snow on Monday. We want to pray that it'll snow on Monday or Thursday. Not Wednesday or Saturday. or Sunday. He said to the snow, be thou on the earth. Likewise to the small rain, to the great rain of his strength. Hold it right there. There's a wealth knowledge in that verse. Brother Derek brought us a lesson last week. It was snowing outside, and he told us all the Bible said about snow. It's amazing. No two snowflakes alike and all that. I don't know how they can prove that. But that's what they say. I can't prove it wrong. And there's a treasures in the snow. And he said a lot of stuff, good stuff about it. But God tells it when to snow. God tells it when to rain. God tells the sun when to shine. I've heard people say, boy, we had a picnic and the devil made it rain. No, he didn't either. God is the one that controls the weather. I will not deny that the devil can't put his finger in it once in a while when God allows him. I won't deny that. Make the wind or tornado or something like that once in a while. But ultimately, God controls the weather. If the devil controlled the weather, he'd just burn all of us up right now. And get all the Christians together and fry them or something. And so, but God is in control. Look at verse number 7. Here's another great verse. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know it. You ever heard it say there ain't no two people's fingerprints alike? He seals up the hand of every man. Isn't that neat? That was before there ever was a forensic scientist. He said that. Look at verse number 8. Then the beasts go into dens. This is wintertime. Y'all help me out now. We need it quiet. The beasts go into dens, like hibernate, and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God, frost is given. You ever wonder where frost comes from? It says it comes from the breath of God. And the breadth of the waters is straightened. Also, by watering, he wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud, and it is turned round about by his counsels. I don't understand all of that. That's some deep stuff. That they may do whatsoever he commandeth them on the face of the world in the earth. He causeth it. Look here. Here's the purpose of wintertime. He causeth it to come. Whether, number one, for correction. Number two, or for the land. Number three, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. I want to preach about winter time. There's four seasons that we go through. All of them for a purpose. As snow, just to show us how life is. Sometimes everything is springing up in our lives. And I'm talking specifically to you this morning that are having a hard time. Sometimes everything is like new. Sometimes it's hot. Sometimes it's harvest. Sometimes it's cold. Lifeless. Dead. It freezes. That temperature goes on down. 26, 22, 18. I think it's supposed to have been 14 the other night over in the mountains in Asheville. Sometimes it causes schools to close and factories and the air chills. Transportation is choked. People are out of work. And because you're out of work, you're short on money. And then the heat bill rises. And it's a hard time. This time of year is a hard time. Seems like you have to spend extra money and make less money. And sometimes, I heard somebody say the other day, been laid off for the rest of this week and money is tight. I don't know about you. I don't advise you to do this, but I have done it. I have back when I was younger and my kids all little, let a house payment go in December to buy Christmas presents. You ever done that? And you let your house payment go, and just so you want to get you something for Christmas, then in January you got two. And then money's tight in January, and your heat bill, your electric bill is about double what it is on a regular month, and it's awful. Everything just seems to hit all at once. Thank God for them taxes, man. I've heard people say, boy, if I get my taxes back, I'll get out of the hole. And a lot of people depend on that. I don't, but a lot of people depend on their taxes coming back just to get them caught back up from the wintertime. So wintertime all comes to all of us. And you, the other night when I was driving to church, Wednesday night, that snow, and I love to see it like this. After it freezes and it glazes over. Did y'all look at the snow when the moon was shining? Man, that looked cold now. When the sky got real clear and the moon was shining on it, it just looked like ice, looked like water, frozen, real shiny. That was beautiful. And I like to see it like that, but Lord, I wouldn't want to stay out in it like that. It's cold. It's cold. I told somebody the other night, and I said, this is winter. We are seeing winter time. And so we see that. Now, life is like that, ladies and gentlemen. Life is like that. And you young people, you just might as well get used to it. Sometimes you're just like on fire for God. Sometimes you're just like in a revival. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! I love church. I love the preacher. I love the singing in the choir. I love to go for God. Hallelujah. And then there's other times when it seems like it takes all you can do just to motivate yourself to pray, just to read your Bible. You don't want to come. You don't want nothing to do with Christians. You don't want nothing to do. It's winter time. Sometimes when that layoff slip comes, or sometimes when the doctor comes in and says, I've got bad news, and it's winter time. And brother, I've been through several winter times in my life, and the longer you live, the more you're going to go through them. I mean hard times. I mean times when it seems like you're going to freeze to death spiritually. And I want to say a few things about that just quickly before we go. First of all, I'm going to talk about the characteristics of winter. Now you realize that I'm preaching a parable to you. So everything I say about real winter, you take it for your own personal life, okay? Your own personal life. The characteristics of winter. Ice and snow come often. Maybe not every day, but they come often. There's some that maybe we might have some ice tonight or in the morning. Maybe we'll. Maybe, I doubt if it'll be much, but that's what they're saying. It comes often. It just come a few days ago. It's coming again. You see the way God's got this thing set up. You don't have one hot day and one cold day. One day 80 degrees and get suntan, and then the next day have to go skiing or something like that. God don't have it fixed that way. God's got it fixed where you go through a long, cold, dead winter, and then finally it buds up again. You know, I've been pastoring a church that this July will be 27 years. I've been pastoring church. And I tell you something this morning, folks, I've seen churches, not just the one I pastor, but other churches everywhere. I've seen sometimes they are absolutely on fire. It's summertime. I mean, boy, you have to come early, get a front seat. And boy, there's people just crowded in, and Bibles everywhere. And as soon as the first song starts singing, whoo, the place just erupts, and the power of God is there. And I've been back to some of those same churches that had a split. I preach a revival there. High people gone. Everybody just saying, would you be free from your burden of sin? You know, like they're about to. It's wintertime then. It's wintertime. Now, what you've got to train yourself to do as a Christian is you go consistently for God when it's summer, when it's winter, when it's spring, when it's harvest, when the sun's shining, when the snow's falling. Brother, we're supposed to stay on fire for God even though we don't feel it, even though we don't have the motivation like we have when it's hot. Brother, it's no problem to get people. When revival breaks out, it's no problem to get people to come to church. Everybody wants to get in on it. The fire. Did you hear about over here so and so? They're having a revival. Woo! Let's go. But boy, it's hard. When the weather's cold and the bills ain't paid and the excitement's down, that's when we find out what kind of Christian we are. That's when you find out where your heart is when wintertime comes and you go anyway. The face of the sun is often hid. You know, you don't see a lot of sunshine this time of year, and when you do, it's low in the sky. It's low in the sky. The sun just kind of goes up like this and goes around like that. It don't come just straight over like it does in the summertime. I don't know if you've ever been. Anybody in here ever been to Erie, Pennsylvania? That's the name of the town. Erie, Pennsylvania. I preached revival up there. Is anybody? Okay, there's two, three people that's been to Erie, Pennsylvania. Well, I'll tell you one thing, brother. Whoever named it right. Because that is the most eerie, dark place. They say that place has less sunshine than any other place in the United States. They have so much lake effect snow that comes off the Great Lakes that where it could be clear 100 miles south or around it, and that lake effect, it draws water out of the lake. I don't understand how all that lake effect stuff works, but it pulls moisture over and keeps it cloudy. They had 300 inches of snow in December. In December. That's an average of an inch a day. I love snow, but I don't want it 30 days in a row. I like it for about a day or two, and then I want it to all melt and it get warm again. Can I get a witness? But listen, if it snowed every day, Lord, you talk about a depressing place to live. They tell me, the preacher up there told me, he said there's people that get skin cancer from being out in the sun out west, and they recommend them move to Erie, Pennsylvania. That's what he said. He said, doctors send people here so that they'll say, that's where Michael Jackson ought to live. Or Sing Sing One. But I tell you what, he said, you cannot be exposed to the sun. You want to live in Erie, Pennsylvania, not Neverland. But I want to tell you something, brother. Listen, he said, it's awful here. 300 inches of snow in 1 month. That is an inch every day. And it turns black after a while, with all the soot and the trash on the side of the road and everything. Buddy, I want to tell you something, brother. I do not want to see that much wintertime. But sometimes it's that way. I know people sitting right here in this church this morning. There you say, Brother Danny, I thought I was about through it, and bam, the devil hit me again. And I thought about I was getting up, the sun about come out a little bit, and I about felt the Lord, bam, the devil knocked me down again. And Brother Danny, I really tried, and I went to the altar and I prayed, and bam, the devil hit me. Is it never going to end? Is it never going to go away? Is it always going to? That's the way they feel in Erie, Pennsylvania. That's the way you might feel here at Shining Light Church this morning. But I guarantee you, on the authority of that book right there, if you'll stay in church and stay right with God, one of these days, hallelujah, there'll be a little bitty March flower pop up out there somewhere, and little yellow leaves on that. Same thing will happen in your life. The flowers will bloom again. Summertime's coming. God's going to bless again. Just hang on till summertime gets here. Is it wintertime in your life? I'm looking at a lot of people here this morning. I know it's wintertime in your life. You're going through winter. It takes all you can do just to smile. You have to hold back the tears many times because deep down inside your heart's breaking. And you think, Lord, some of you have been in this shape for 2 and 3 years. Some of you think, Lord, Brother Danny, I've been in wintertime so long, I don't think it's ever going to get warm. That's the way it looks out there. We was talking the other night at the house. We was out riding sleds. Monday night, man, we had a blast. We had a bunch of people over, and we was riding sleds down the hill. Came in, fixed biscuits and gravy, and boy, had a birthday party for Casey. And boy, we had a good time. And you know what? We was sitting there, and I was looking out the swimming pool. Had lights on, and I was looking out the swimming pool, and I said, you know something? It was about 20 degrees. I said, it's hard to imagine that in just a few months that I can take my shirt off and go up there and jump in that pool and sweat. And jump in there. It's hard to believe it. It was solid, froze ice over top of the pool cover. Hard to imagine that, isn't it? You just can't imagine it being so warm that you could go out there and jump it and burn up. But I tell you what, it's coming. It's coming. If the Lord don't come back, creek don't rise. It's coming. Hot weather again. It's coming. The creek ain't going to rise, I don't reckon, because the hot weather's coming. And buddy, I'll tell you what, it's coming. It's coming. July will be here in just a few months. And if we could just believe that, brother, if we could just believe that, I don't know about you, but if I was sitting right here and a preacher said that, I'd say, amen, preacher. I needed to hear that. Because thank God, brother, it may be cold over at your house. Your marriage may be gone cold. Your church may be gone cold. Your life may be gone cold. But hallelujah, let me tell you something this morning. The sun's going to come up. The flowers are going to spring. I'm telling you, God said that always be summer. We'll have another shouting revival if Lord wills. We'll have a youth leader shout and run the aisles and see people saved. Just hang on, folks. Wintertime ain't going to last forever. Ain't going to last forever. You say, well, Brother Danny, we've had so much trouble at my house lately, and financial trouble, and trouble with the kids, and trouble with each other, and trouble with the bills, and with our health, and trouble. It just don't seem like it's ever going to come. It'll shine again. That which has no clothing or shelter is often killed by the cold. You listening? That which has no clothing and shelter. We went over and picked up somebody here a few weeks ago, and it was real cold, and there's about that much frost on the ground. And it's over there near where Brother Max lives. And it might even been one of your horses, I don't know. The big old field out there, and there's a bunch of horses. And there was a horse laying down, just like laying down, flat out like that. And I said, the horses ain't supposed to do that, are they? Did they do that? He looked like he's dead to me. I said, that horse has froze to death last night. And I thought, man, can you imagine just standing out there and at 18 degrees, just what do they do all day? Just stand there in the snow, man, hunting and wishing that frost had melted off so you could eat some dry grass. That would be horrible. And that horse was laying down there. I thought that horse is sick or froze to death or had a heart attack or something. I don't know what happened to it. It didn't look too healthy. And a lot of times, you know, you put a human being out there. I had an uncle that was up in Spruce Pine, stayed drunk all the time, and he fell in a ditch in Spruce Pine drunk, and got in the snow, and it froze him. If he hadn't drunk, he'd froze to death. Because alcohol, you know, is an antifreeze in you, and kept him freezing to death. That's how all them drunks in New York and places like that don't die in cold weather. And it turned him, his legs as black as my britches leg there, from there down, and they had to cut him off. Had to cut him completely off. He would have froze to death if it hadn't have been. Somebody said, "Where's old so-and-so?" He froze to death. "Where's old so-and-so?" He's out in cold and froze to death. Listen, there used to be somebody sitting right there. Where are they at this morning? They froze to death. If you don't keep yourself near the fire, if you don't stay huddled up around the fireplace, which is supposed to be right here, if I don't keep the fire burning, there's people sitting right here this morning that'll freeze to death spiritually and won't even be going to church this time next year. You better huddle up near the fire. You get out there and think you can stand it and you can't stand it. You go out there for a few weekends and lay out of church, think you can go to the clubs and dances and hang out to movie theaters and everywhere else. You think, "I won't hurt me," and it'll overtake you and the world will freeze you to death spiritually. Two men I read about went up to the Klondike to find gold. And they found gold, all right. And a crew had to find them and found their skeletons there buried with the gold. They underestimated the power of that winter in the Klondike. They got their gold, but they froze to death. I know people say, "Well, I got to work this Sunday, got to work next Sunday, got to work next Sunday, but I'll be back 3 Sundays from now." Yeah, I know what will happen. You'll get your gold.
Yeah.
But you'll freeze to death. Spiritually, you'll freeze. You'll get your gold, but you'll freeze with it. And it won't do you no good. Listen to me. I want to say second this morning, the purpose of winter. Why does God let winter come? You say, "Well, Brother Danny, so we can have four." You know that God didn't have to do that, don't you? You know God could have, if He'd have wanted to, He could have made the world so it would stay summer all the time. That would be a blessing to me, really. I could handle that. But I like to see a change once in a while. Really, what I'd really like is it to stay real, real hot and beautiful and clear skies and not humid, and then snow for about 2 weeks and freeze out, kill all the germs, and then get back hot again. That'd be nice. But God didn't decide to do it that way. He did this. He had winter for a purpose. What's the purpose of winter? According to the book of Job, God said there's 3 purposes. For correction, for the land, or for mercy. For correction, for the land, or for mercy. Now, is it winter time at your house? First of all, it could be correction. It could be for correction. God lets you go through terrible winter storms to correct you. Now, please don't take wrong what I'm getting ready to say. Because there's people in here, you say, "Well, Brother Danny, I didn't do nothing to deserve it." I'm not saying that everything that bad happens to you is because of some past sin. You can't say that. And by the way, you can't say that about yourself or nobody else neither. God only knows that. I've heard people, "Something bad happened to somebody." See there? God, you better shut your mouth. If that's what works, brother, me and you would have all kinds of bad trouble. Amen? So you don't try to make a judgment like that. But the Bible does say, all the way through it, there's people in there who did go into wintertime because God was trying to correct them. Jonah. God said, "Jonah, I want you to preach." "No. I'll preach anywhere but there." "Well, that's where I want you to preach." "No, I'll preach over there." "Tough luck. You going to preach over there?" He said, "No." He said, "Go to Nineveh." You know what Jonah did? Jonah had 3 days of bad winter time. Winter time. Winter time. And brother, by the time that winter was over, Jonah was ready to go preach where God wanted him to go preach. Sometimes God lets us hit a cold snap and nearly freeze to death to correct us and get us where we need to be. It might be He wants you to go preach somewhere. It might be He don't want you to go preach somewhere. It might be He wants you to go somewhere. It might be He don't want you to go somewhere. And you're stubborn, and God lets the deep freeze come on in order to correct you. He did the prodigal son. did David. He did it at the Tower of Babel. Many times God has to bring us down so we leave Him out of our life. I've heard of people who said, Brother Danny, we didn't even have a thought of God in our life. Then something happened to one of the kids or something happened to this. And sometimes God allows winter time to correct us. And by the way, this morning, you listen to me? If you're really a child of God, if you really belong to Him, and you refuse to live for Him, and you refuse to get right, God will allow winter to come to your life to correct you and put you back where you need to be. He'll do it. He'll do it. He said He would. He'll correct you. He's a good daddy. And then He does it for mercy. He does it for mercy. Let me tell you something, a story. If I had time, I could tell you a story of a man that had one of the worst winter times of any time in the Bible. His name is Joseph. And Joseph went over there, and they sold him into slavery, and he became the right hand of the king. And then his wife claimed he tried to rape her, and they threw him in prison. And none of that was true. And brother, she went to prison. Somebody said, oh, he must have done something. He didn't do nothing. Right. Well, Joseph must have been a flirting with her. It don't say he did. It said he resisted her. Right. Why'd he go to prison? Why'd he go to prison? God wasn't trying to act to him. He didn't do nothing wrong. Because God, you listen to me? You listen to me? God wanted to use Joseph later on to save His own nation and His own people. And brother, it was for His mercy that let Joseph go. Listen, if you're going through a bad time, you think, God, what have I done to deserve this? God, why is this happening to me? Why? It don't always mean you've done nothing. God might be doing it to save your kids and your family later on down the road somewhere. Romans 8:28 is still in the book. And if you're going through winter time this morning and it's cold at your house and it looks like solid ice froze on top of it in your soul this morning, God may be doing it for mercy's sake. It's awful when the kids are cold, when the kids are sick. I remember my kids being sick when they was little. Lordy mercy, it seemed like they get sick every year. And I remember trying to put medicine down them. I remember one time Corey was real sick and stopped up. And they told me, they said, take that little thing like one of those little things that you mask, got rubber on top of it, and it squeezes a drop out. What? Yeah, like a dropper or something. It's got a little rubber thing on top of it, a little glass thing, and you dip it in there and sucks it out, and you put drops of nasal something in their nose to make them more they can breathe. Well, have you ever tried to get about a 1-year-old to do that? Say, here, honey. Yeah. Here, honey. And I'd stick it up her nose like that and squirt it, and she'd do like that, and it'd run down her face. And they said, now, Danny, you've got to get them drops in her nose. So I'm going to tell you what I done. Don't be mad at me. I grabbed her by her feet like this and let her head hang down, held her upside down. And she's like that. And then I put them down like that and squirted them right up in there. And it worked. Amen. You tell me how to get one to suck it up their nose. I don't know how to get them to suck it up their nose. You can't. They don't do like. They don't do like y'all know how to do. You're addicted to that stuff. But she wouldn't do it, so I held her like that and squirted it up her nose, and it cleared her right up. That's what they used to call them. They said, "We're gonna make a movie out of you, Brother Danny, and call it 'Three Babies and a Man.'" But you know what? Brother, that thing worked. And I hate it when they're sick like that. When they're sick, it breaks your heart. And brother, it breaks God's heart to look down and see. Sometimes you think, God, don't you care? God, don't you care? You know what somebody told me this week? I got some phone calls this week. I ain't kidding you. And some of them were almost comical. And some of them were, I was like, Lord have mercy. Have mercy. And this one person told me, this lady told me, she said, she didn't mean this irreverently, I don't think, but she said, God knew all this was going to happen. God knew how hard it was for us to live right. What was He thinking? What she said, when you ever thought, can't be honest. You know, what was He thinking when He made this world, man? And He knew it's going to be so hard to do right, and it's going to be so easy to do wrong, and the devil and the world, and like, what was He thinking? I said, hold it right there, hold it right there. He was thinking right. Whatever He is thinking, it was right. I might understand it. You might not understand it, but bless the Lord. Whatever He thought was right, whatever He did was right, and you just tough it out through wintertime, because summertime's coming again. Don't let yourself question Him like that. I saw a bunch of people identify with that right quick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly the way I feel. And you do feel like that sometimes. But thank God this morning, people, He does know what He's doing, I think. No, He does. He does. Surely He does. Surely He does if He don't all sunk. If He don't eat, drink, and be merry, and blow your head off, because that's the best life there is. But I'm telling you what, He does know. He does know. He does know. Amen. The purpose of winter is for His mercy's sake. There's many a person said to me, called me on the phone and said, Brother Danny, I just bawled their eyes out. What in the world am I going to do? So moisture can get down in there and kill bugs far down in there, germs and diseases. You ever heard the old people say, well, it'll come a good freeze here in a couple of weeks. It'll kill all this flu bug. You know, there's something to that.
Yeah.
Cold weather will kill the bugs out of your life.
Sure.
You know, you got some TV shows that you watch that ain't really maybe wicked, but they ain't really good for you either. Bugs, insects.
Yeah.
I tell you what'll cure that. A good hard freeze in your life. Bad times, hard times. Amen. Have you ever walked down on the grass in Florida? The grass in Florida will absolutely hurt your feet. It's coarse. It's like cabbage or something. You ever walked on the grass in Michigan? It's like baby hair. First time I preached in Michigan, I said, what kind of grass is this? It's so pretty and smooth and just so soft, you could lay down in it. Because them winter times makes the grass prettier the next year. And if you'll hang in there through the winter time, the crop will be better in your garden next time it comes in.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Brother Derek reminds me of this every time I say this, but a preacher up there in Michigan said, our tomatoes are juicier than anybody's down south. And brother, I thought he claims his are as good. But I tell you what, there's a difference in the crops they raise up there because their winter's so cold. You ever been to Florida and seen a fire ant? You ever been to Florida and seen all them bugs and stuff they got? You know why they got so many bugs in Florida? They ain't got enough cold weather to kill them. And cold weather kill the bugs out of your life. Kill the bugs out of your life. And let me tell you something else. You get rid of the dead wood. See, when there's an ice storm come and these trees out here, you can't tell what's alive and what's dead. And then them dead limbs fall off and hit the ground. You get rid of dead wood. Stuff you don't need. You get rid of stuff you don't need. Like the Bible said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. The more severe the winter, the better a crop will be next year. Amen. I heard about a woman whose daughter was handicapped, and she said, when we first found out my daughter was handicapped, she said, it broke our heart. She said, I couldn't understand, why God did you let this happen? Why God is this happening? And she said, then I realized that it brought us closer to God. And she said, God used my little girl to bring our whole family close to God. And right, see, the harder the winter, the sweeter and better person you'll be after you go through it. If everything went good and perfect and you never had no troubles and everything, you'd be just an old self-righteous, smart-aleck, grouchy, something or another that nobody could stand to be around. But God lets us go through winter to keep us down close to Him where we need to be. That's the purpose of winter. If you're here having winter time in your life this morning, let me close with this little thought here. Somebody said, help me to see sunshine through rain. What I count loss may somehow be gain. Help me to sing when I want to cry, knowing that Thou art standing by. I can promise you this morning, I can promise you, if you'll stay close to God, the flowers are going to bloom again. You say, Brother Danny, I've just about gave up. It's never going to get no better in my life. Yes, it is. It's first day of February. Within 4 weeks from right now, you'll look out in your yard one day and see them little March flowers start popping up. And you'll say, hallelujah. I thought the earth was dead. And God will say, no. I'm just reminding you. Springtime, summer, winter, and harvest will be as long as this world goes. If you're going through winter this morning, hang in there. Just hang in there. Stay faithful. Don't question God. He knows what He's doing. And the sun's going to shine again. Let's stand by here. Amen. Our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Every head bowed. The message was especially for you this morning who feel like it's very much wintertime at your house. Maybe you just want to come this morning and say, Lord, help me to just stay faithful till the flowers bloom. Help me to just stay faithful till the paycheck comes back in. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe you've just fell into sin. Somebody here this morning's fell into some kind of sin. And think, oh, Lord, ain't no use me trying. I've messed up so much, I might as well hang it. Let me tell you something, friend. Summertime's coming again. You'll get right. You'll get right. God will give you the victory over this. There's all kind of pitfalls. There's all kind of troubles. If you need to come, the altar's filling up right now. If you need to come, you come right now. Father, do what ought to be done now. Help our church through wintertime, physically, spiritually, and every way. Lord, we got cold weather outside. I'm glad we got a heater that works in here. Lord, we got cold weather in our hearts, and I'm glad we got a fire right here in the pulpit. It'll burn and keep everybody in this church warm so they won't freeze to death during this spiritual winter that we face. Oh, God, there's so many need help this morning. Help them, Lord. Help them, oh, God. Oh, God, help that mama. Help that daddy. Lord, I feel like I'm so helpless to him. I pray you'd do it. I pray the Holy Spirit would warm their hearts today. And, Lord, keep us warm during this whole cold winter. Send us revival here in a few weeks. So, oh, God, bless our church. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord. Have your way in our hearts. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's